Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, and we begin with Monday Night Football, which was a rout, John Lopez.
Boy, that was ugly. That was about as bad as you could get.
Yeah.
Hey, I missed it.
Yeah, you didn't miss.
The only reason I missed it was my power went out in my house.
Really?
Whoa. Yes.
Was it that chicken that was out there? Like, was the chicken getting at your wiring?
I have no idea. I say that's
was it the stray dogs getting at your wiring?
It could have been. I was surprised he wasn't there in the damn driveway.
Yeah.
Well, it's because there were no lights on, so he said,
I'm out. Yeah, something happened where the whole neighborhood was out of
these
power.
These people are no use to me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'll be back. Stay over by these poverty houses that don't have no lights. Come on now, that's crazy. But you missed a 33-15 game that didn't feel like it was a 33-15 game.
Well, it was 30-7.
That's right.
At the half.
That is correct. Yeah. And the Giants were able to add a touchdown late in this game. The Patriots dominated in every facet of this game. That's really the interesting thing. A huge turnaround for the Patriots just in general. It's an 11-2 football team now.
And we were watching it. You know, we were going back and forth. And my wife turned to me and said, how'd they get so good so fast again? I said, that's a good question. That's a really good question. It shouldn't have happened this fast. And I'm also, and we're seeing some of the highlights right now, I'm also wondering, I still wonder just how good they are. I mean, the Giants are pitiful. The Giants are god-awful. But you can't argue with 11 wins.
I mean, that's what happens when you have a head coach, a good head coach, and somebody that didn't really have a quarterback
a head
in
coach,
Tennessee.
Right, and I think Drake May, you have to give him his credit.
Yes.
This was a game where he threw for 282 yards, a couple of touchdowns. He did have 3 sacks, but hey, man, that's a pretty solid defensive line that the Giants are running out there. He is, I believe, currently the odds-on favorite.
Mm-hmm.
For MVP, he has been playing at an incredibly high level. Yeah,
after the last game.
I believe so. So that's a portion of this. On top of it, they're running the football really well. Shout out to Travion Henderson running for 6 yards a pop in this game. I think that even when you're talking about Drake May, they have a nice rapport. He has a nice rapport with a large group of wide receivers, none of them that really stand out in a big way, right? Because you have Stephon Diggs there, but he's been a nice veteran touch there. Kayshon Booty, I think, has continued to grow in his relationship with Drake May. But they do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you because I also still don't know exactly how good they are, but they looked damn good in this game, admittedly, against the New York Giants, who did things comically like having a kicker, Younghoe Koo.
Oh, yeah. I meant to
seemingly trip up on a turf.
I've done that on the golf course so many times. I've done that on the golf course so many times. Of course, it wasn't with my leg.
Just big divot?
It wasn't, yeah.
Real big divot,
hit the big ball, as they say. He hit the big ball. He didn't hit the little ball.
So Younghoe Koo, previously Atlanta Falcon, now a New York Giant. He had a little defense because there was a lot of people clowning on him for that comical, you know, inability or unwillingness to actually strike through the ball.
Yeah.
This is what he had to say about that circumstance.
Ball kind of slipped out at the bottom, so it was moving. You know, I wasn't able to kick through the ball. The ball was moving when I was driving to it, so I just pulled up on it.
You pulled up. Your leg didn't get stuck.
No, I couldn't. As I was driving to it, the bottom of the ball was slipping out, so I just pulled up on it.
It was not.
I'm
looking at it right now.
It was awkwardly placed. The holder didn't do
it. It was dead still.
It was still, but it was on an angle.
It was moving.
Still.
It wasn't moving, but it was on an angle. I didn't understand.
You kicked that ball.
He said it was moving.
It was not moving. It was not. He said it, and it tilted. A lot of kickers like it tilted. I don't know where he stands on that. Well, he stands on one leg. That's where he stands.
Yeah.
I call BS.
Yeah, I feel like in his brain it was moving, but I don't understand why you don't just strike through that thing, man. Yeah. Like you have a 0% chance of making that field goal pulling up. You have a smaller, but you have a percent chance, a non-0% chance of making a field goal by kicking it.
Would that count as a missed field goal on his part, though?
I don't think so.
Ooh, that's a good question. It wasn't kicked.
Yeah, so maybe he's trying to save that little percentage or something.
That is funny because it sounds absurd for a kicker to worry about their field goal percentage, except he got fired earlier this year for missing kicks.
Yeah,
it might be in his head. He's like, no, I'm not missing this.
Let me find out he out here gambling or something, man.
That is the text that immediately came, or the message that came in on the YouTube. Check his bank account, which is now the popular refrain anytime that somebody does something weird.
Hey, I got one of those texts on the Colts game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what regard?
That they fixed the game for the Texans with those calls.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you feel about the big hit on Jackson Dart? Jackson Dart in his first game back from dealing with concussions. He was being his normal, almost reckless self in the way that him and his backfield mate, Cam Scataboo, tend to be. Running up the sideline, and he got a jacked up moment
on the
sideline that people seem to be upset about. And I did not understand being upset at that at all.
No, he was tight roping down the sideline. And all, my initial thought was that's why you have to kind of make sure that you get the guy out of bounds, first of all. But my second thought, if that was Patrick Mahomes, the dude would have been banned from the league. Seriously. If that were Patrick Mahomes, that would have been a fine and a suspension and a penalty.
And I'm kind of glad that they kind of just let that exist. Because, again,
he got to learn to get out, man.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I wonder how upset he actually was about it. I apologize that I didn't go and find what the post-game conversation was for him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he is a dude who he tries to go and get yards, but also understands, I'm putting myself out there. I just appreciate that we need to understand that if you're going to be a runner there, we're going to treat you like a runner, and that dude is going to make sure you get out
of there. Yeah, he probably don't have a problem with the hit, but, I mean, playing that position, you got to be smarter than that, man.
I saw one comment from him after the game that he said, you know, he's not going to change the way he plays, et cetera, et cetera. He needs to change the way.
You're going
to
miss a lot of games,
buddy. Yeah, he needs to change the way he plays.
Yeah. You know, you got to play smart.
I mean, look at this thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that hit. But
was it worth that extra half a yard?
Once he started tight roping,
well, he picked up probably about four extra.
Yeah, and once he started doing that, you're going to get
hit.
Oh,
you take that extra step.
He had the first down, right?
Yeah.
I do love the text line going, that 832 specifically. That hit was a love letter to Aziz. It was incredible. Yes, the hit. I'm not saying anything about that hit being illegal. It absolutely wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Aziz stood up after seeing that, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what we do.
The game that I love.
That's how we play.
Someone mentioning that the Patriots did really well in free agency, and I think that is the case. But this did bring me to an interesting tweet that I saw yesterday from Kyle Posey, who's a producer for Niners Nation, looking at the top five offenses in the NFL in EPA per play since week 9, right? You want to take some guesses on what offenses might be in that entirely across the entirety of the NFL as we continue around the NFL?
Patriots.
No.
No?
Not top five.
Rams.
Rams, absolutely. They're number one. They are also number one in success rate for whatever that's worth.
This is EPA.
Yes.
Ooh, so I'll say Patriots, Seattle. Rams.
Seahawks are number two.
Yep. Seattle would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Colts?
Nope.
Yeah, because they've been fading. That's what I was wondering.
Right.
Who else?
Niners?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Bears?
Oh, yeah. Bears.
Packers. Also top five in success rate. Rams, Seahawks, Niners, Bears, Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You notice what's the common thread through all of those
NFC
teams? It's the NFC teams. Yeah. In fact, you can go even further and say 8 of the top 10 are from the NFC.
Who is the lone two?
I'll have to go and check the entirety of the top 10, but the fact of the matter is the best offenses exist on the other side of the NFL. Yeah. I think that this is one of the interesting things where you talk
That's
about.
This kind of make it a wacky NFL season too, man, because it was never like that.
Mm-hmm. But I think that this honestly is one of the things that if you want to drink the Kool-Aid for the Texans.
Oh, it is absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely why the Texans have a shot.
Because even this Patriots team that looked so good against the Giants, they are not one of those teams that is up there that's the absolute best offensively. And how much worse do they look, or does any of those offenses look in the AFC when they face off against this Texans defense?
Yeah, I said this yesterday, and it could come back to bite me, but the Patriots don't really scare me against this defense. I get Drake May, MVP, all that stuff. He's on the list. With this defense, I don't think in the AFC any team really scares me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I found that to be interesting through all of this as we go around the NFL here. And we continue on around the NFL with the Chiefs, who you will be seeing this weekend. Andy Reid still believes that he's still very bullish on this team, even though they seem to be at a little bit of an impasse. This game versus the Texans almost serves as a de facto playoff game for them. If they lose this, it feels like they don't have a path forward into the AFC playoffs. So it matters. But Andy Reid was pretty staunch on this, saying that they're still in the mix. They said that he sounded very much like D'Amico Ryans at some points to me when he's talking about the fact that there's just a few plays that have kept the team from turning losses into wins this season, which is not inherently incorrect.
Right.
Statistically, they look about the same, if not better than last year, just deeply unlucky. Mm-hmm. And yet and still they find themselves in this place.
Yeah, they do. But where my mind went is the Texans can be the NFL heroes. They can kill them. They can kill them off.
That's
it.
Does this feel like this could be like the end of this particular era? You could slam the door shut for them?
Well, Patrick Mahomes has got 6-8 more years. So, so the short answer is no.
Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy still there with them.
But I still think they're going to have to make some very, significant adjustments and maybe take a slight, maybe like a retool, a slight step back.
Finding a second act of their
exactly.
era as opposed to.
That's a better way to put it.
Okay.
As long as Mahomes is there. But I don't think they're going to be, they're not the big bad wolf anymore.
No, the big bad Casey Wolf, if you will. but speaking of Andy Reid, this was a quote that he had directly.
Win one for the Gipper.
Okay. That is the only context I will give you as we go to one Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, I believe that. I mean, I believe you come, if you're coming to me on this, Matt, I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. And that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game. And but that's the attitude that we're coming in with. And then you let the chips fall where they may. But at the same time, you got to make sure you take care of the small things here that we've got rolling. We've got to make sure that we get rid of some of these mistakes. But there's not a game that I go into that I don't think we're going to get after you.
That is his response to if he thinks that they can win out and get into the playoffs.
Yeah, we're going to tickle your tonsils. I wish I could
have seen. What did you mean by that? What did you mean that?
I wish I could have seen the host's face as he's saying that. You're just kind of looking at each other like, did he say tickle your tonsils? Yes, he did. You're right. That I've never heard that ever. I think Seth was talking about it. He went to AI and said, is this something, you know, in terms of like a
AI,
you
know, don't know.
We're going to get after you or whatever. And they said, it said no.
AI don't know.
AI didn't know on this case. What did he mean? Is that even the connotation isn't one that makes you think, you know, we're going to punch you in the mouth, you know?
We're gonna
tickle your tonsils?
Well, that is, I don't know how far, I really and truly am trying to debate how far to go down this path.
Because
there is a punch you in the mouth element there, mm-hmm. but it is one that is unsavory.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that's what he meant.
Yeah.
I sincerely believe that it's like they are in a place where, vulgar with it.
Yeah.
Vulgar with it. I think that we look at Andy
Reid. Put it on the table, so to speak.
Amongst other places. I think that Andy Reid, we are doing the thing where we look at him and, oh, that's a bald man with a big mustache and he's lovably portly.
Mm-hmm.
And so no way he meant that. I think that's exactly what he meant. I think that is what he's trying to do.
You might be right.
I think that's what he's doing. He's like, hey, man, we are going to be aggressive. We're going to go win these games. We're going to go to the playoffs because we are the Chiefs. I think that's what he's doing.
We're going to tickle your tonsils.
That is insane.
Maybe. Baby. I mean, he is kind of a coy, clever, sort of sneaky, funny kind of guy. And he's made those kinds of jokes about other things in the past.
That's a man that looks like he knows exactly mm-hmm. What good mac and cheese tastes like. And the reason why I say that is because I very much leaned into that stereotype. Charles McDonald, who we've had on the show a few times, he once in 2018, I believe, got Andy Reid's cheese blend for mac and cheese.
I saw that.
And that is the cheese blend that I used for my mac and cheese.
Okay.
So, yes. That is
you being the cheese fan, trying to make Andy Reid
I was just
mac and cheese.
All I was doing was stereotyping. All I was doing was stereotyping that dude as a dude who clearly loves
That's
mac and cheese.
That's a big man. So, yeah. He probably made some good mac and cheese.
Cheese, I feel like Andy Reid heard that and he was like, no, I need you to understand that I'm a dude that will tell my guys to go tickle some tonsils.
Yeah.
That is what happened there. That's all I have for you.
832 says in high school, 20 years ago, tickling your tonsils meant making out with your girl, so to speak.
Is that what he meant?
So to speak.
So you want to make out with somebody?
Yeah, I feel like that's not what he was looking for here at all. All right, we continue around the NFL here, and I want to end with this. Actually, there's a couple things. Did you see that Kevin Petullo? I didn't realize that it was this bad. Like, I did realize that all the various former Eagles that mm-hmm. talk in Philly have not been particularly complimentary of him, and the fans are even worse. He's the offensive coordinator for the Eagles, and I think that rightfully so, he mm-hmm. deserves some blame. I didn't think it should get here. Apparently, the Philly sports fan has displayed themselves once again, as it has been confirmed that Kevin Petullo's home was vandalized after they lost.
Yes. Continue.
There was people throwing multiple objects at his home, including initially it was believed it was rocks.
Eggs.
It was eggs.
It was eggs.
They egged his house.
All right. So I'm going to be very crass here. This is the least of your problems in Philadelphia.
You're like, this,
yeah. It could have been
this,
bad.
This is them writing of this is like if,
yeah.
if someone in Houston wrote arson. A strongly worded
yes.
note, that's the equivalent in yes. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be mean because it is vandalism. You know, you're right. It is vandalism.
They shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do it. You're right. Dude, they egged his house. Like, the righteous,
we used to do that on Halloween.
The righteous indignation of my brethren in the media that are talking about this like they threw bricks through windows is silly. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. I get it. Vandalism. They egged his house, dude.
I think this is a warning.
Yeah, I think it's
well.
A little,
if it is that, then we can talk.
I think it's a little different because it's Philly,
right?
Yeah,
but that's it. I don't mean to be like that guy, but I'm gonna be that guy.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna be
them just sending a letter, pretty much.
No, I don't even know if it's that. All I'm saying is, people egg houses in high school. You know, just to be whatever. Some of the comments I've seen, oh, it's gone too far and the danger involved. Yes, I get it. There's some danger. There is vandalism. They egged his house, man.
Man, they should have used toilet paper, man.
Okay, maybe. they egged his house. Okay, it happens. It probably happened a thousand times over the weekend.
He got to move out of there now.
It's wrong and vandalism, but they egged his house. What are we doing?
We're going around the NFL. Lopez, that's what we're doing. All right. But I'm telling you, there is how many more games in the rest of the mm-hmm. season? What is it, five of them things?
Yeah.
That offense better see some progress
because mm-hmm.
I tell you, they will not stop at eggs.
If you're right, then I will agree with you. But for now, I'm like, this is Philly being Philly.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 16. There's some text that I would like to read that if I know better for myself, I will not read. So we'll just keep going. Because coming up next, CJ Stroud joined Pat McAfee. And I thought there was some really interesting insight into his relationship with Davis Mills and something interesting that he said about the rookies. I want to talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.